To the Son, Season 7, Episode 41, where we watch The Big D on Peacock/TBS, Season USA. 1. USA.
Yeah.
There is some talk about that, but we'll talk about that later. Season 1, Episode 1, and his mom's name is tattooed on his butt. That's a surprise for later. I'm Chris Lorenz.
That tongue will get on your nerves, but if you let him in, that tongue will get on your nerves. This is Brian.
We should put more fridge in the beer. This is Noah Singer.
You're never getting this again. This is Maxer.
Maxer? I don't get it.
There's a guy in the show called Thacker. Oh, and I had nothing else to work with. I was thinking Maxage, but that's also not good.
All right.
What about Maxrimony?
That's good.
Maxrimony is good. That's
right. So those are all quotes from the show we watched this week. But last week, we watched The Jewish Matchmaking, and we did a poll on Twitter at Who Put This On, and you guys voted that a top third show. So there you go. Tell us what you thought about this show on Twitter at Who Put This On this week. Noah, what was that show?
This show.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's talk about The Big D. So buckle up. This is a long intro. USA Network says, I do, to six divorced couples as they meet in Costa Rica for a second chance at love. Hosted by dating show successfuls JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers, The Big D invites divorced couples into a tropical villa where they will pursue a second chance at love by dating the other divorcees in the house. Some romance hopefuls look to rekindle with their ex, while others are eager to find a connection elsewhere. No matter the motive, there's a shared desire to find closure and a guarantee for drama as they watch their exes form new bonds. In each episode, Fletcher, Rogers, and resident relationship expert Dr. Jada guide the divorcees through their search for romance, overseeing revealing relationship exercises designed to help singles form connections, make peace with their former partners, and finally overcome the issues keeping them from getting back in the game. Winning an exercise will lead to a romantic date and safety from the upcoming elimination. That is The Big D on Peacock.
The Big D on Peacock will never get old.
Yeah, the Big D and the Little D, the Peacock and the Big D.
So I think it was really ambitious of them to create a prequel to Adult Swim cult classic The Big O, but I don't understand how it fits into the cinematic universe.
You'll have to go to the Wikipedia for that.
Touche.
So this show, if you've seen The Ultimatum, that this is The Ultimatum, but with divorced couples. And it is hella long. 10 weeks?
I can't imagine.
Almost 3 months?
With somebody that you've divorced. That's...
And it's not even that. It's like, what state of a career are these people in? That they can just...
Well, this seems like it might have been filmed during COVID. So...
But even then, like, people worked. I mean,
yeah.
Some people.
We did have at least two people on the show say that both of them lost their jobs due to COVID.
Yes, man, that's true.
And so when I was, you know, internet cornering, I found out this show was supposed to be on TBS last year, and they canceled it 3 weeks before the premiere, and now it's on UPS or whatever.
USA.
UPS
delivers packages. Which is could also be a
UPN?
Big deal,
but, UPN, you know. Maybe that's what
I'm saying. I think UPN was folded into like Fox. No, not Fox. Like Warner Brothers, something or another.
WB.
Okay. All right. So UPN, now it's on USA. You might have watched this on USA or Peacock.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. I thought Noah was frozen, but he's back.
I think I was.
So this show is... Seven couples, right? Seven couples in a house. They're divorced. They're divorced like a year or two. And some of them want to get back together. Some of them don't. Some of them are out for love. Some of them aren't. And like, there's all reasons why they broke up. And you kind of like, there's so much baggage entering this house. Like, you feel these are real couples throughout this show. For sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, we could talk. We'll just go through them quickly. If you have any notes, let's talk about it. Ariel and Blair, they got married after 2 months.
Insane.
Ariel wants to be a social media, wanted to be a social media influencer. So she moved to LA, and Blair could care less about being a social media influencer. And, Ariel, she's open to getting back together, and Blair is not. Tension. Dun, dun, dun.
Brian? I feel like it's really reasonable after 2 months to just not, like, after 2 months of dating to actually get a divorce. Like, you did not learn anything about one another.
No.
I don't know how long they were married for.
Yeah.
They got married after 2 months of dating.
Well, I mean, of divorces for couples that get married after 2 months is probably pretty high.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same page here. I think we're all saying the same thing.
Yep.
They did not do their due diligence, so a divorce makes sense.
Yeah.
Then we got Jillian and David. They were a COVID breakup.
They lost their jobs during COVID. They bickered a lot. They were high school sweethearts.
Yeah, they were married for 16 years.
Jesus Christ.
Were they married for that long or just together for that long?
My notes, I have married for 16 years. But like, she comes off really not well in the first scene. So the way they introduce the couples, they have the man and woman walk towards each other on a beach. And it's supposed to be like the first hello, kind of, since their divorce. And Jillian comes out like, do you remember where I got this dress? It's like,
oh yeah.
Why are you digging into this guy so quickly? Like,
you feel like that was just,
it's just like, put him on the spot.
It's probably just an indicator of the problems. And she wanted to highlight that right away. Like, start off on
so many problems. Like, who cares where she got the dress?
Right.
Like, I don't know where my girlfriend gets her dresses and remember, like.
Yeah, I have no goddamn idea.
It was from their bridal shower. Then she asked her another follow-up question. It's just like, she is demanding a lot of this person, even in divorce.
I think we might be able to identify this as playful in a way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think only it's like negging playful. Like, it's it's fun, but like you didn't remember, but it's fun.
I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it could be seen as playful by her, even herself, but like I think any competent person would be like, you're kind of negging there a little bit.
Yeah.
So our next couple is Casey and Brooks. Casey doesn't want anything to do with Brooks, but Brooks really wants Casey back. Yeah. Brooks, I think, I guess we could talk about him, but spoilers, he's the one that leaves the house.
Yep.
But he has a whole, he takes off his shirt and his tattoos look terrible. He looks like a cartoon pirate, which is a quote from the episode. He said that he looks like a cartoon pirate. And like there's a challenge later where we'll talk about a bit, but Casey says that Brooks is packing heat. Wink, wink.
Right. The big D.
What does that mean, Noah?
That's
what it is. Oh, okay.
He's also the one with his mom's name tattooed on his butt.
Yeah. If only we had a female in the house, you know, they could interpret for us.
Oh my God.
No.
Brooks wasn't a great person, but he definitely didn't seem like the worst person in the house. Like, I don't think he deserved to leave.
Agreed. We'll get there.
Yeah.
There is a clear worst person.
Yeah. There's a clear villain that the producers wanted to keep on.
Yeah.
That could be true. Yeah. Our next couple is Allie and Mims. They got married because Allie was pregnant.
Yeah.
And they were married for 6 years. Leading up to 2020 when they got divorced, another COVID divorce.
Yeah, but Mims has a great line. He's like, I was in an open marriage, but was the last one to find out.
Great. That was great.
I'm glad we're on the same wavelength here.
There we go.
So Mims' first name is also David, so I assume they're still calling him Mims because two Davids is confusing.
Well, he was also a football player, and typically you'd go for like last names there.
Yeah. True.
Like NFL player, to be clear, you know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was. They were bickering a lot. It was kind of annoying to me. These two.
Mm-hmm.
They were clearly not meant for each other, and that's fine. But
yeah, but some people don't know when to give it up. And I imagine this couple of all the couples, this couple getting back together.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then our last couple is
a different one. There's Devin and Alexis.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, let's talk about Devin and Alexis then.
Yeah.
They fought all the time, and apparently the mother got them divorced, yeah. Which was, you know, an interesting scapegoat there. Like, you know, there is a thing called like ban people from your phone. Like,
anyway. Yeah.
It's a very weird story.
Yep.
I like how Alexis speaks to, like, well, you don't have any dishes because you broke them all last time. Supposedly, every time they get in the fight, she breaks dishes. Like, literally is throwing dishes at him. Crazy.
So do you buy cheap dishes then? Or do you buy expensive dishes because they break better?
You go the cheap. No. You got to go cheap.
I think you just buy paper dishes.
You can't break paper dishes. Like, part of it is like the visceral experience of the
break. Yeah, you can't throw them either.
like I have a ceramic plate, and you know, then you got more of like a plasticky kind of feeling plate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go with more ceramic if you're going to break them, right? Yeah. Got to be ceramic plates.
Yes, the plastic ones aren't going to break, but they might also just.
You can really you probably kill somebody with some of the. Like harder plastic plates.
You can kill somebody with ceramic too. That shit will cut you.
Somebody get that on a shirt. All right. Our last couple is Dee Dee and Thacker.
Takor.
And Takor lied and cheated their whole marriage. And this dude is a giant D-bag.
He's gaslighting her the entire episode.
And he only wants to be with Dee Dee. Like, no interest in being with anyone else. Just wants whatever he, like, lost back, is what I'm gathering.
I think he cheated even before they married. Like, they're in this... for some reason, Dee Dee puts up being batted around. Like, metaphorically, hopefully. You know, like, it's very weird.
I gotta talk about, I just internet cornered and I gotta talk about Thakur. It's a historical feudal title of the Indian subcontinent, meaning god, lord, or master of the estate. Why did they name their white boy Thakur?
Do you think that was his given name at birth?
Do you think he chose this?
Yes, based on what we've seen.
Damn, yes. Maybe he's like a Hare Krishna. I don't think so. Doesn't seem very Hare Krishna to me.
No, he does not seem Hare Krishna.
All right. So I feel like the show does a really bad job of introducing all of the couples. Like, they literally just go one by one by one by one at this beach thing, and it's just too many people, like, at once. Anyone get that feeling?
No.
A little.
Okay.
Not too much. Like, I feel like this was manageable, you know, because, like, at least you can distill the 12 people into 6 couples, which is a little bit easier to take control of.
Yeah, I'm aligned with you more, Noah. I thought that, like, while it was a little fast, it was still digestible, and I was able to get, like, all 6 couples, whereas other times I'm just like, wait, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a classic mistake of, okay, we have the, like, part of my problem with this episode is that we get narrow of each couple and not like a wide on specific couple people. Like, we'll get that as we go on, but I didn't really get connected with anyone because there was too many connections to make. Like, I had no idea who was going to pick a date or who they were going to pick a date with in this episode, because like I didn't know, like they didn't really lean into that kind of storyline. Like I think good versions of this show would have done.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, they didn't showcase enough of like the interactions to like build that up, because yeah, it could have been anybody.
I think
we only knew that like, oh, so and so wanted this to happen.
Like we know who wants to get back with their exes,
right? Yeah,
but we don't know who's liking who. And there was like a whole night where people were out in their swimsuits, looking hot and fancy, and talking to people, and like we don't know who talked to anyone. Like it was a very short segment. And maybe even started to check out then, because they weren't really focusing on anything. That's just my opinion. I started checking out the show at some point because I didn't really know who to what the focus was or care, and hence I didn't really care that much. And this starts here with the introductions. But I agree with you; it wasn't terrible. But I think, you know, I went through it, so. Let's talk about after they intro the people, then they do this Never Have I Ever. And the editors do a really fun thing where they make Thacker drink for every thing. They're like, have you had a threesome? Have you ever had an orgy? Have you ever had sex on a plane? And it like just shows him drinking, whether that's how that played out or not. I don't know. But it was definitely funny editing. I did like
it. It was definitely funny editing.
Very good. Editors, you get a prop on that one.
On yeah, other things, you just want to hate it. You just want to hate it. It's funny when you Google decor and the Big D, the top result is the Big D's decor just may be the D-bag of the summer.
But. He's like, he is such a negative person in this show. Like, you see him just constantly pining over this woman, and this, like, and he talks about how he cheated on her, like, lied all the time. It's just like, woman, run from this person. Like, do not be with this person anymore.
I mean, the weird thing is, she decided to go on the show with him. So, like, she's not purely innocent in this. Like, clearly she knows him, you know, but.
Or man, does she?
He seems terribly abusive.
That money must have been real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did people agree to be on this?
Filmed during COVID. You get to go on vacation for 10 weeks. You get paid.
With your ex.
You know, money's money. You got to pay them bills, Max.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like... there's a part of me that feels bad for her. There's like, clearly she's like, all these people are very emotionally fragile and like lost to a certain degree. But like, she's in this like extra spot where she's putting up with this guy and deciding to then put up with it again. It's like, does at some point, it's like, you've decided this path.
No, I know. People do decide to go down this path. And every time you're like, run, girl, run. Like, run. Don't go back. Run, guy. Don't go back to the person that cheated on you constantly. Like, he doesn't respect you, and he won't respect you, and he certainly isn't going to respect you when you come back to him. Like, that's just like, that's not how you increase respect. So
he makes zero attempt this entire episode to try and be remotely charming or anything. He is just full on villain mode.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if it's just the edit, but he definitely is the villain.
Even if it was just the edit. They're not spliced. Like, he is doing these things, you know.
No, for 100%. Like, he said these things. He's doing these actions. Now, well, is there
the edit? Would be if the other guys are saying as bad things and are not showing it. Like, it is confusing. They kick off Brooks because the core comes off much worse.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
let's talk about after this. They introduced Dr. Jada the next day. Is apparently like a divorce counselor or some sort of relationship counselor.
Have y'all ever heard of a divorce counselor?
I've heard of a marriage counselor.
It doesn't surprise me it exists.
It doesn't surprise me that like somebody wants to see a therapist about their divorce.
It surprised me in that it seems like she gives therapy sessions to people who are already divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. because you need closure, Noah. Like, it's not just like regular therapy in this case. It's like, okay, I've made a commitment to this person and now we're separated, and it's not the same as like a normal relationship.
But also, I agree with Noah that it's weird that it's for people who are already divorced. Like, if you're going through it, that makes sense to me. I don't think this is her normal gig.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, how long after could you be doing it for? Because, like, you could say, like, oh, yeah, we're getting a divorce, and then just that rolls through, like, 5 or 6 months, and then finally the papers are signed. Like, I guess I don't know, like, where the ending point would be.
If you look at a therapist online, they have, like, 10 things that they, like, try to specialize in. And, you know, like, marriage counseling, divorce counseling, very similar. Like, I'm sure that's probably, you know, part of what she does.
I agree. And I think, like, if people have decided they're going to go down the path and they're trying to go down that path before they actually sign the paperwork and are split up, that makes sense. I think where it threw me off when she's introducing herself and then she's, like, talking about some of the things that they will do, she made it seem like this is part of her normal thing. Now, maybe that is just hamming it up. But that's
she's
where
obviously hamming it up because you're on a show about divorce. Yeah. Like, it's like they don't want any random therapist. They got to have the divorce therapist, whether that's the only thing she does or not. You know, that's she's not going to bring that up. Calm down. Come on, Noah. Think. As I tap my head, think. All right. So Dr. Jada says we're going to do a task where all the women have to write some things good about their guy and do an intro about their, like, ex-husband, and, like, some of them really fun. A lot of them are, like, good, but, you know, a little backhandy negative comments coming in. And the winner
is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee couldn't say anything because Thacker is a terrible human being. This edit just makes him look so bad. This part for sure. Like, who knows if she actually went ahead with it or not, but, like, this edit makes it seem like she didn't. This is when we see the full frontal of Brooks with the tattoos and everything. Then we find out Jillian won and Casey won. So they get to go on dates. And Casey is with Brooke. And Brooks was really upset that Casey didn't pick him. And then Jillian wanted to pick David, but Casey picked David, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. Doesn't really matter.
Who are all these people now?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is what my problem is. Anyway, they go on a jet ski date, which seemed really fun. Thought that was a pretty good time. And then at the end of the night, the elimination happens. So they kick all the guys out. All the women come in and talk who they should eliminate. And they said Brooks and Thacker are on the bottom, and then they kick off Brooks.
I just don't understand.
I feel hear it out, Max. You're on the show, and Brooks is kind of he's like not really overweight, but he's not like a good looking thin guy.
He's not the best looking guy on the show. How's that?
Yeah, he's like an average. I think he's like an average guy. He looks average.
I think he's the worst looking guy on the show.
Well, yeah. But
he's not bad looking, but he is the worst on the show.
Yeah. So they're like, do we kick out this like kind of hot looking guy named Thacker, or do we get rid of Brooks, the guy that Noah like they don't find attractive, and get him off the show?
I have one counterpoint to this, and it's just that like Brooks has shown that he's not willing to change. Thacker has
there's also a point of like the women, the ex-wives here in this situation can really push their person to get rid of. So Casey really wanted to get him gone or something, but then changed her mind after the thing. Unclear.
She just got got cold feet. Yeah. I honestly think it was like really good for her to get rid of Brooks.
So Casey gets really apprehensive and like goes up to, they have to do a final goodbye. And like Casey breaks down and cries and is like, Brooks, we'll get back together. We'll do counseling when we get back. And that's how the episode ends.
I like that as a sign off more than just bye-bye.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely better than the Netflix model where, you know, you got to watch the first 5 minutes of the next episode.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, quick detour. I'm on Dr. Jada's website. She runs a practice. Her name's Dr. Jada Jackson. She says what she specializes in. there's no divorce in her specialties. So
no, but it's generally family counseling.
She has marriage. So she has, you know, it's a derivative of marriage. Yeah, she is a hustler. Like, she is hitting the circuit real hard.
What other shows is she on?
She does a lot of, like, guest segments on news, and then she does a lot of corporate speaking. She's done other shows as well, but it seems like she's really capitalized on her education doctorate, funny enough.
Good for her.
Yeah. No, she's doing very well. She's doing very well.
So I looked up the productions, producer of the show, which is Lighthearted Entertainment. They did a couple shows we've already done. Mm-hmm. Are You the One?
Oh.
And Are You the One Second Chances?
Oh.
They haven't done every season of Are You the One, like the reboot stuff.
Sure.
Done. They did one season of Ready to Love, which was one of my favorite dating shows, I think, was Ready to Love. And then they did Dating Naked. Twinning.
Damn,
these guys are. Wow, these are some fan faves.
Yeah, Extreme Makeover.
Okay,
we haven't done that one, but yeah. So they've done some solid shows.
I'm impressed. And then they made this.
To be fair, like, they were able to bring on people that are the most emotionally fragile and volatile that I think we've seen in a long time. Like, it's terrible for the people involved, but it does make very good television.
TBS knew how to find good people.
Well, is that TBS?
Oh, did I thought like
TBS? Oh yeah, TBS is the sorry. Yeah, it is interesting to note that this was canceled and now it's brought back during the writer's strike. So I assume a lot of the stuff is going to come out, like some like kind of second tier, third tier reality show that they're like, I don't know. And now they're like, oh, we know.
Yeah.
Like, the bar has been lowered to get stuff on TV.
Well, yeah, I'm on the Lighthearted website. Yeah. They've done a good amount of stuff. Did you say Next? Did you cover that?
MTV no. Next?
Oh, did it?
Oh, man.
It wasn't not listed on their IMDb.
Yeah. You can also apply to some of the shows that they're casting for.
Ooh.
Ida Love is putting together Yuppies in Miami.
You know, Noah, you could become our divorce expert. Sorry, I'm kidding.
Put a Ring on It was a show I saw they're doing that we haven't done yet. I don't think. So, you know, could be. I don't think the show is inspiring us to do that, but, you know,
possible. But they do have some classic winners, though.
If only we had someone in this group on the pod who's been dating someone for a little bit of time that we could put on the show, put a ring on it.
Yeah, Brian.
Who could that be? Who could that be?
Dating.
All right. Let's go to some questions. If we could swing back between some minutia, if you have any. Who's the worst human being? We know this. The edit has made this very clear who the worst human being is.
I think it's the host.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Let's talk about the host. We're ready for the host anyway. Apex of the host.
No.
Is this the apex for the host? Hosts? That is the question. And the answer is no.
Absolutely not.
Like, this is a canceled reality show. Definitely not. But yes, JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers are the hosts. JoJo Fletcher is the winner of The Bachelorette, or she was a bachelorette. And Jordan Rogers is the winner of The Bachelorette, which is Aaron Rodgers' little brother.
Okay, quick question.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
A, crazy. B, is there a couple named JoJoJo?
No, it's Jojo Jor.
Oh.
Jar Jar Binks. Sorry, before we go down the rabbit hole on the questions, I have minutia I need to talk about.
Sure. That's why I said we'll do questions. And yeah. Back. We didn't really.
So no, because I was looking through my notes. And so we talked about the insanity of this being a 10-week show.
Insane.
Do they do laundry or do they keep giving them new clothes?
They do laundry.
Well, we did see a shot of somebody's suitcase. It was all shoes.
Shoes are crazy. Yeah.
So it was like 10 pairs of shoes.
It was Alexis. It was a guy.
And the girl was like, "You love shopping. Don't you lie? You love shopping." He's like, "No, I don't." And he's like really fashionably dressed. Yeah. He's really fashionably dressed. And you see his suitcase is full of shoes. Yeah.
That's great.
Devin nailed him on that. And then the camera was.
Yeah, the camera guy really got that one. He did that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I was like, are they doing laundry or not? I don't know.
Yes. Yes. They're dead for 10 weeks.
I don't think the contestants themselves are sitting at the machine.
10 weeks worth of clothes?
So they send it out. So they put it in the bag.
I don't know what they're doing. You know what would be a good task for a divorce couple?
You have 12 people. So that means you need six machines, right? You need 3 washers, 3 dryers at least. You know, then you have to coordinate. Like, it is too
much. It's at a resort. They have a giant thing.
It's so mundane that I don't think they can have that. Like, this is – I'm fascinated by this quirk of this show.
You know what would be a good task for divorced couples to go through? Doing laundry. Like, who does what? Who folds it? Like, who leaves it on their bed? Like,
sharing chores, etc.
Yeah.
See who sucks, see who doesn't.
So it's like, one of the challenges is let's go to the laundromat.
I like that.
Do we know where this place is?
Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
Costa Rica. Didn't need to get a passport or anything. Just go.
Oh, really? You don't need a visa? Or even a passport?
I don't know.
You probably need a passport.
I was thinking Puerto Rico, so my my head, that's what I was thinking you said. Like, that's where I was thinking about.
Yeah.
You won't need a passport to go there. But yes, you do need a passport to go to Puerto Rico. Ignore me. All right. Let's do drinking rules. Drinking rules. Anytime. This one might get you a little too drunk, but anytime there's a fight between the divorced couples, take a drink. Noah's shaking his head at me. Brian.
Anytime the Big D is mentioned.
Ooh, that's a good one. Noah, you got one?
Yeah. Anytime there is a very smooth line in the show. So there's probably like 5 to 10 instances of like just very good lines. Like one we didn't touch on, she said goodnight and I said I. Like, very nice. Take a drink.
Max, you got
one? Every time somebody gets jealous on the show, steal somebody else's shot glass and do a shot.
Okay. On that note, anytime there's like a make out or like more beyond, take a drink. I think that'll happen. Maybe you take like 2 if it's the original couple and if it's like a new couple.
Oh,
because that is something we didn't really talk about. Is like, what do you think is going to happen to each of these couples? Separate or get back together?
I mean, they're all already separated.
Well, do they stay separated or do they get back together?
I think maybe one gets back together.
Yeah, I could see maximum one.
Maximum. Yeah, but like, we also are really batting in the dark here because on this season of. They show that they're going to like have a steady stream of new couples coming into the house. So unclear, like if we're only dealing with like 50% of the people that are going to be in the season.
Yeah, for sure. Would this show be better as a Quibi or a TikTok?
Format doesn't quite work, but no. Yeah, probably.
I mean, it would be better, but the format would be different, so it would probably be a different show.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's my question and answer.
I do think there's probably an interesting, and I'm sure it already exists, but like divorce talk. You know, like I'm sure that's a rabbit hole you can go down. That's could be interesting.
For those that don't have TikTok, there's a topic followed by talk. This is all videos based on like that topic, like book talk. But a lot of people talk about books. There's like sandwich talk. There's some guy that rolls like D&D dice for sandwiches. Like, you know, you should probably get on that TikTok. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe not divorce on NPR.
Very
maybe not divorce talk.
Very weird tangent on talks. So we were talking about talks at work today, and
are they allowed to talk about talks at work?
I mean, you always talk about the talk. But one of the person in the meeting was like, I have this weird talk hole I'm in where there's this guy who cleans horses' hooves.
Oh, yeah.
I see that guy.
This is new to me. I didn't even know this is the thing.
It's pretty compelling the first couple times you watch it. And then afterwards, you're like, I don't need to see another one of these.
Yeah.
It's actually the like cow hooves are, I think, more interesting.
Whoa. Okay, this is a thing.
Chris is an expert.
I have no idea on hoof talk.
the cow hooves apparently get infected, and they take like a grinder to them, and there's like, ooh, yeah. If you want to see it, TikTok is the place to go.
Yeah.
Hoof talk.
Okay.
It's not gnarly, but like, viewer beware.
Yeah. Mm. All right. What do you love about this show? Brian, what do you love?
It highlights healthy ways to move past terrible breakups and bad feelings.
Noah, what do you mean? Noah's giving
no, the like dog they're actually like trying to like work angle. On this stuff.
Does like, it highlight yeah, healthy yeah. ways?
I think it's trying to.
It has aspects of that from the our expert Dr. Jada.
It's trying to. Well, whether that succeeds or not, you could keep watching and find out. Noah, what do you got for us?
So, I like one of the contestants. So, Casey. So,
you think she's
Casey,
hot?
she is. She is good looking, but I more just appreciate she's like ready to game. Like she wants the game. She's very like. Let's just have fun here. Whereas every other person on the show seems a bit more hung up on something that is happening. And I thought she brought like just like a nice like sprite in the show. So yeah.
Max, what do you love about this show?
I like that I can say the big D on Peacock.
Okay. All right. What I love about the show is to show you how your relationship doesn't suck as much as Thacker's and
Dean's. Takor. Everyone keeps saying Thacker.
Takor. Whatever. Whatever. Doesn't deserve his correct name.
It's like Tupac and Shakur. Take out the middle.
So it's Thacor.
Takor.
Okay.
Maybe,
all right.
Maybe Thacor, but they when they introduced him, I was like, oh, that's how you say that? Takor.
So Brian said while watching the show that this was his favorite part about watching these types of shows. Who is going to hook up next?
Yep.
Brian, who is it?
I'm going to say Casey and Mims. I'm just going to like shoot randomly in the dark. Like, let's see what happens. I think that like
Casey and Mims.
Casey's not going to go for David. Casey's going to go for Mims, and then it's going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, Casey's freed up. She's the only one without a divorce E with them. So, like, she's definitely on the block to get some action first, for sure.
Yep. Free bedroom.
Max, you have anyone?
Yeah, I think Thacker and the Bachelorette. I think they're going to throw a real wrench into this show.
Dude, how much... more of a villain could he be if he hooks up with somebody else?
Discount double check come right at him.
Just like if like Thacker and Casey hook up, like Like, what does that do to this show?
Yeah, terrible.
It becomes Temptation Island.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot in the dark, too, because, again, I think that the show didn't give me the breath I would need to figure out this really out. So I'm going to go with Devin and Dee Dee.
Random.
It's very random. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I could see it. Sure.
I feel like Dee Dee's in like a weird situation and, you know, she might need some like cuddles, you know, might happen. Let's do what we do ratings. So we do a stock ranking system between top, middle, bottom, third. And some people stack rank in their stack ranks. Brian, what do you got for me?
I'm going to put this bottom of the middle. I kind of like this show. I think it's a good, reasonable background show, but yeah, it was a little all over the place and I'm just living for the drama.
Max, what do you got for me?
I really didn't care for this. You know, I think it has such a strong idea and it doesn't do anything with it. I'm going to say bottom third, top of the bottom. Noah? It's not that bad, but it's not that good.
Noah?
I'm very torn on the show. I actually think it was entertaining. And I usually don't like these types of shows. But for the reason I find it entertaining is because of I really like shows that are kind of mean.
Joe? 100%.
Yeah, and this show is very mean, and I think that's entertaining. So I'm very torn because this is, I think, one of the truly mean shows we've watched. I think the other things that we've called mean are not as mean. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting this in the middle. I'm bottomish middle. It's hard to say, but if it wasn't for being so mean, I might put it like bottom of the top. But meanness should ding you. So middle, let's put bottom of the middle of the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked a lot about what I don't like about this show. I don't think it's a terrible show, but I do think it's bad. Like, there's so much drama I don't care about, have no context for, that, like, I just can't give it anything but a bottom third. Like, it's, like, I think it's close to, we'll put it top of the bottom, because I think it's close to being middle. Like, it's, yeah. It could be good, depending on, like, how much you like this kind of, divorcee drama. Like, I'm just, like, not into it at all. I think it's really boring. So, and I described my problems with the overall editing of the show, which I think also contributes to why I don't like it as much. So that's it. Tell us what you thought about the show on Twitter at Who Put This On. Now we usually do some shout outs. So last week we watched Jewish Matchmaking and I watched a couple more episodes and I really, you know, there's this whole thing with Jewish matchmaking and Indian matchmaking where they introduce new people and they kind of let storylines like linger and like fall apart. Like they just stop. And it's like really annoying. Like it just doesn't make for good television. And I stopped watching Indian matchmaking and then I stopped watching Jewish matchmaking for pretty much the same reason. Like I want to see a person go through their dating life with this person and I wanted to like have a conclusion. I don't want you to just leave it. And that's been kind of where I sat. That I gave it a top third. I think maybe it's a middle third now, but yeah, that's where I leave it.
I've had a friend say that the new contestants they bring on are less annoying.
Less Jewy.
Wow.
Can I say that?
Am I
canceled? Do I have to edit that out?
I can say that, but I'm not going to.
Man, Twitter, let us know if Chris should be canceled. Or
Chris, when you run for president, somebody's going to dig up this podcast.
I can't run for president with this podcast. Who knows what's going to come out?
It's true. Wait, this is why you always have to use an alias like Max Donna.
Nobody ever knows. If you decide to convert from learning about your mistakes, then I think you might be redeemed.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's just not how American life works.
That's how cancel culture works. You have to go full bore.
No, you just need to wait 2 years, and then you get a gig at, like, the Madison Square Garden.
All right. My real shout out is The Righteous Gemstones is back.
Oh.
And it's, you know, I think the four stars of The Righteous Gemstones are like phenomenal. I think they're so funny. The like sister is one of the funniest characters on television. She's
agreed. So
you should be watching that. Brian.
I'm going to shout out Sunny again because their most recent episode, Frank versus Russia, is probably now my top five episodes of all time.
Wow.
I don't know if it's top five, but it's pretty good.
I mean, it's really back to like old school form.
Nice. Yeah, I think the podcast has really helped them like connect with their fans and connect with their characters again.
Yep.
Max, you got any shout outs?
I watched the first episode of Barry and I rather liked it. Now here's the thing. I've seen like 60% of season three.
But so you're kind of having like a rewatch almost. Like you're like, oh, this is where we ended up.
Yeah.
What you've gotten is like sometimes they do in shows where they like show you the future, but then go back to the past.
Sure. You know, how'd I get here? You know?
Yeah, there's definitely a name for that. I don't know what it is,
though. Yeah, I will say
that's me.
Barry's in that territory where even if you know where it's going, the journey is kind of part of the fun.
Mm. For sure. Yeah, you can't just like if you watch the end, you'd still probably really enjoy like how he gets there.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yeah, I got two shout outs. I'm watching The Consultant. It has the Nazi guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
You can't use the N-word.
Mm. Sure you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, bad. What's his face?
So I'm going to get canceled and Noah's not?
Christoph.
What kind of world is this?
Yeah, Christopher Waltz. So he's just like an enjoyable actor to watch. He does not seem to have much range necessarily. He seems to play like similar character, but he's still enjoyable. The show's a little okay. It's like it's weird if something's about to drop because like it builds up a lot of like questions, and I hope it's just not time travel because I feel like that's always a cop out on so many shows. And then watching another show, which hopefully time travels onto cop out. It's called The Devil's Hour. The Devil's Hour, also on Amazon Prime. And it's kind of like a thriller, horror type show. Both of them I wouldn't necessarily recommend, but it's what I just happen to be watching. The Righteous Gemstones I'm eager to watch, but I'm also like, do I just save it for a big bang, you know, rather than wait week to week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's it for us this week. You can find us on Twitter at HoopWithTheSong. You can find us questions and suggestions at HoopWithTheSong@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next time. All right. Quick. We're going to talk about what we're watching next week. Next week, we're watching Downey's something cars. What's it called? Anyway, Downey's Dream Cars.
Downey's Dream Cars.
Season one, episode one. And we're going to do Renovations, season one, episode one. Yeah. They're both celebrity car makeover shows. So get your hyped on. We're going to do a nice comparison. We're going to find out who is the best Avenger. Is it Robert Downey Jr.? Or is it Jeremy Renner, whatever his name is. So join us, figure out for yourself, tweet at us with your suggestions of what to talk about. All right. See you then.